Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Sus from Rosh Shichlu, Rufuas, Rishai Ben Levi, Mesim Chai Ben Tzibra, Yosef Ben Chana, Asher Ben Sarah Chai, Michal Dovi Ben Esther Liba, Arav Baruch Ben Sarah Tzipora, Chai Chai Fei, Wesim Ben Dispas, Yosef Ben Echdo Ben Lipsha, Meir Ben Eliz, Nina Brach, Ben Esther Adasa, Chai Yitzchak, Ben Esther Rivka, Matan Ben Sarah, Esther Tehila Ben Ariel, Tzipor Tzach Shoch Olei Yisrael, Based in the Torah Mori, Rabbi Agon Agadu, Rav Zetzal, Parak Lam and Aleph Pasuk Beis Hakel As Am Hanashim Hanot Ben Hanashim Vatov Vigercha She B'Sharecha L'Man Yishmu U'L'Man Yomadu V'Yaretz Hashem Lekechem Yisham Belas Es Kol Dibur Ator Ranzais. Gather the nation, the men, the women, the children, the stranger in your midst, in order that you should listen and learn, in order that you should learn and fear Hashem your God and guard all of His Divrei Torah. See Rashi, who brings the Gemara in Chagiga, brings the famous drasha of Rav Lozev and Azariah, im anashim boim, if men are coming, why are they coming? Lomot, nashim, why are they coming? Ishmoa, tof lama boim, why are the children coming? And the Gemara says, lipin schar lemin v'yeim, give reward to those who bring them, that's why the children come. Chor, this is difficult, as was Merami's the Ramban here, in the Marsha, there, in Chagiga Gimel, Amr Aleph, Rachayim, Malbim, Noch Noch, what's the kasha? Why are children coming? We have Mefurash and Pasuk Gimel. Ubnei Mishaloi, the Yishmu, Lomdu, the Yiratz Hashem, Lekechem, Kol Yom, Mishar, Tem Chayim, Aladam, Mishar, Rem, Mishar, Seyat, Amishem, Lerishtam, the children. They didn't know, will hear and learn, fear Hashem, your God, all the days that you're living on the land, that you're going to pass the Yarden to inherit. So the reason you're bringing the children, even though they don't know how to learn, is in order they should learn in the future. Your children who don't know will hear, and they're going to learn to serve Hashem in the future. When you're living in the land, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to know how to serve when they get older. So the Pasuk tells us why you're bringing the taf. So what's the kasha of Chabad Lubzan Uzariah, the Maharsha, the Rechaim HaKadosh, right? That Pasuk Yud Gimel is talking about Ketanim Sheigiyu L'chinuch. Pasuk Yud Gimel is talking about Ketanim that already reached the age of being educated, already old enough to be educated. And that it says, even though they're not chayav in mitzvahs, nevertheless, they're going to learn to fear Hashem when they get older. Because when Azariah, his kasha was in the taf that are katnik tanim, and haven't come to chinuch, there's no toilets of the man yomadu. Why are they coming? And that answer is leading tzchayla meviyam. Pasuk Gimel, that says to bring the kids so they should learn to fear God, it's talking about kids that reached chinuch. Because when Azariah is asking a Pasuk Yud Beis, why are the kids coming? So are my kids that didn't reach the age of Chinuch. Or the Ramban says that the Taf that we're talking about in Pasuk Yud Beis, Hakel Sanashim Nashim Vataf, Manishim and Yomadu is talking about taf that are krovim l'schanich, that are close to being educated. So he already holds in Pasuk Yud Beis we're talking about. We're talking about where you can already educate them somewhat. So then we have the kasha against them. What's the kasha? Why is Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us why they're coming? They're coming to learn how to fear Hashem. And you can't say that Pasuk Yud Beis is talking about Katnik Tanim, because according to the Ramban, it's not. So what's the Kashrut of Elazar ben Azariah? The Pasuk tells us why the Taf are coming. And if in Pasuk Yud Beis, when it says Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmadu, that learning is not referring to the Taf, right? It says in the Pasuk Taf. It says in the Pasuk Taf, Hakel Sanashim and Nashim Bataf. It talks about the children. And then Vaitu in the Pasuk says Laman Yilmadu. So how's the Pasuk telling us in order they should learn when the Taf can't learn? So again, we have to say like the Ramban that they can learn. So So they can learn. And what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's kasha? Why you bring them? Bring them. They should learn ultimately to fear Hashem. We also have to understand, sof sof, you're chayav to bring even the katnik tanim, even those who haven't reached chinuch. The reason Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So why does the pasuk tell us they're coming in order to learn? Pasuk Yud Gimel, in order to learn to fear Hashem all the days they are on the land. You don't need to come on to that reason. You bring them Litin Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what does the pasuk mean, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? What do you mean you bring them to learn? Why do you have to say that? Pashut Litin Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem, even if they're not going to learn. Even Katnei Ketanim. We also have to understand, what's this Litin Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem? It's already asked by the Ma'ari Minton, his Doshis, the Kli Yakar, for Hashem Yankiv and Chagiga. Kasha was, there's no benefit in bringing the children. And the answer is no. The benefit is bringing Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem. What's Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem? Why is there going to be Tzchar L'Mevi'ehem if there's no benefit in bringing them in the first place? Why are you getting, why are they getting reward, the adults, for bringing them? There's no benefit in bringing them. That's Mechusar Bir Lagamba. We already discussed this in our Shi'ubim, Siyata Dishma'a, B'Toras Rabbeinu, in Huchas Malachim, in the Rambam, Perigimah Halacha Hei. So you can listen to that shir where we spoke about this. We also have to understand why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to give the Hakadama. It says in the Gemara, first it says, why are men coming? Lomot. Why are women coming? If men are coming to learn, nashim ba'os l'shma, and women are coming to listen, taf lama b'ayim, why are the children coming? Our answer is, k'dei b'n tzchar l'mevi'ehem. Gevaldik. Why do you have to have that akdama of nashim ba'im l'umot, nashim ba'os l'shma? It's not the issue here, the issue is the taf. So why do you have to have that akdama about the men and the women? So Mara should have just said, Taf Lama Bai. So those are the list of questions that we have to resolve. Siyata Dishmaya. Pitoros Morin Rabbeinu Tzatzal. So it appears follows. Bikur Mitzvah Haka, the Rambam writes, we discussed Rambam in the past, numerous times. Verakim Lachas Chagel Chavav. Vigam Shin Amakim Chavim Lachachim Liban. Vulahak Shavazim Lashmoa Beim Vigil 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 And the Gerim that don't recognize, they don't really know, they're new to this, the Gerim, they have to prepare their hearts to listen with their ears, to hear with fear and awe and trembling, joy, like the day was given at Sinai. And even Chacham Gedol, no call to Arkula, have to listen to Kavana Gedola V'Yaseh with great Kavana. And somebody who can't hear, who can't should focus his attention on this reading. Because the Torah established it in order to strengthen the true faith, the Das Emes. And you should see yourself as if now you're being commanded from Hashem, and hearing it from Him. Because the king who's reading this Hakel, he is the agent to make known the word of God. Ad kan yidivrei Rambam. Knows the din on shmias Torah de kol Yisrael like Sinai mipi Agvura. What is Hakel? Hakel is a resimulation or a simulation. Not a re-simulation, a simulation of what was done in Har Sinai. Hearing Torah Mipi Hashem. So this is a special chalos of Shmias HaTorah. This is a special event of listening to the Torah as if it was given Mipi HaGvura by Har Sinai. As if it was given from Hashem at Har Sinai. That's what it says in the Pasuk, Ma'anishim Ma'anim L'Viyaris Yeruz Hashem Alekeichem. Hashem Alas Kol Dibra HaTorah Azais. In other words, there's a special Yishmu that it says here, like at Sinai, special hearing and receiving of the Torah. And through this, it will be fulfilled the tachlis of Man Yilmadu V'Yiras Hashem Lekechem, Shamu La'asis. In other words, it's going to be a to'elas for the Kiyum Mitzvah Hashem, the Shmias HaTorah, in this special way. And the year that's going to come with this to Hashem. You know, fear Hashem. So according to this, it would appear that, of course, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah knew what it says in the Pasuk, that you bring the children, in order they should hear and learn. But rather, that there should be a to'elas of Laman Yilmadu V'Yiras Hashem. We require Laman Yishmu. In other words, there has to be Kabbalas HaDavar as Torah. They have to accept it as Torah. Accept it as Torah Tarsina. And this is Bishlam, a man. They have a shame Torah when they hear it, Mikoch Mitzis Tama Torah. That's why it says Anashim Ba'am Luma. And women, even though they're not obligated Mitzis Tama Torah, nevertheless, they have to know the dinim. They have to be Shomea the dinim. That are no Geabahem, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Sim Yadal, Mangan Avram, Sivkan Yadal, Taz, Sivkan Yud, Biraga, Sivkan Yiches, Mangan Avram, Kuf Pei Zayin, Sivkan Gimel, Biraga, Yaradarish, Mimbab, Sivkan Chavav, Vesleb, Chelik Av, Sim Mimbab, and in the Sefer Be'er Miriam of Rabbeinu, Chelik Gimel, Biragid Alachates. So women have this obligation to hear Torah in order to know what to do. That's what it says, Nasim Bos Lishma. So they also have a chalos of hearing Torah, because they have to hear to know what to do. Women have to, men have to hear to know to learn, because men have a mitzvah be'etzim to learn. Women have a mitzvah to learn in order to know what to do. So men and women are covered. Chitanim are not be mitzvahs tamat Torah, and they don't have to have shmi al manas lasas. So they have no inyan of l'man yishmu. L'man yishmu, in order they should hear, and then l'man yilmadu, in order they should learn. But the Chitanim don't have that, because they have no mitzvah shmi, they have mitzvah l'midah. Of limud. So what's the point of them coming? And it says, "V'nei Moshe lo yidu yishmu v'lamdu." There's no yishmu. And in there's no lam v'lamdu. They have no shmias divrei Torah. Why do they have no shmia? Because they have no mitzvah to know what to do in a Torah. Only women do. And they have no mitzvah to learn betzim. Only men do, adult men. So why are the children coming? That's the kasha of Elazar ben Azariah, even on Pasuk Yud Gimel. Because Gimel says, oh, the kids are coming. They should hear, they should learn, but they don't have a mitzvah of shmiah. They don't have a mitzvah of limud. So he starts off, he says, listen, men have a mitzvah of limud. That's the point of them coming. Women have a mitzvah of shmiah. They have to know what to do. That's the point of them coming. But for heaven's sakes, what's the point of the kids coming? They don't have a mitzvah of shmiah or limud. And that, Genfeld, he answers, Abbas ben Azari answers, that by mitzvah Tama Torah we find in special inyan, shehamishtatef upol as a Tama Torah shel acherin, nechshav kilu atzmoi lamad Torah. Somebody is activating the Tama Torah of others as if he himself learned the Torah. Like we find in inyan of Shimon Achay Azariah, Tzodach of Aleph Amad Aleph, that the brother, his brother's Torah is called his Torah. Why is his brother's Torah called his Torah? Because he enabled it. He enabled it. Since he enabled it, it's called his Torah. Also, the women, they're zochet to Torah because they wait for their husbands to come home, bring their kids to cheder, to the Talmud Torah. So they enable the Torah of their husbands and children. Therefore, they get Tzchar Torah. And it's well known when it says in the Aris Tavash that it says in Brachot 17b, how are women Zoche? And the only Tzchus they found for them is the Torah of their spouses and children. Basically, we're in Ksubis, the only person in 111b, only one who has Or Torah gives him life. And women who don't have Torah, how are they Zoche Or Torah? And in that, the Gemara says, they have a chelik Or Torah, Shegarmon the Nihilig of Rayu. They have a chelik in the light of Torah that they cause for their sons and their husbands. As the Gemara says, well, they have other mitzvahs. Fine, they have other mitzvahs. How are they going to get life at Chiyas HaMeisim? And the answer is, the Torah of their husbands and children. And according to this, if somebody brings the Ketanim to hear Torah, since he was Goyring, Talmud Torah is there. Havalei Ketalmud Torah Didei. Hamevi et haketanim l'shmoa Torah. Kevan shu garam Talmud Torah zeh. Have like a Talmud Torah didei. אב אבי שאצל הקטנים השומעים, אין בשמיעתם שם שמיעה של התלמוד תורה, שמקום מקום חי על שם שמיעת תורה, ותלמוד תורה מה ששמו. So on this, the Gemara answers, they have a chelik in the Ora Torah, the women have a chelik in the Ora Torah of their husbands and children. And according to this, if you bring the kids to hear the Torah, since they are goring this Talmud Torah, it's considered like their Talmud Torah. Even though they don't have a shem shmi of Talmud Torah on the children, nevertheless, there is a shem shmi as turned the Talmud Torah on what they heard. Because through their shmiya, there's going to be a limud Torah on those whose Torah they enabled. And this is the shmiya's Torah that's shayach to the Gedolim. And therefore that's the shem shmiya's Torah. And therefore it's called listening to Torah by the children. And in that it says, Laman Yishmu V'lamdu. And that's Litin Tzchar L'Mavim. Since there's a Tzchar Torah and somebody calls this Torah, it's as if the Talmud Torah of Mavim is theirs. And it has the same Talmud Torah. And therefore it says, Laman Yishmu, and therefore it says, Yishmu V'lamdu. They can hear and listen, so they get the hearing and listening of the people whose Torah they enable. In other words, the adults, the children, they don't have a shem shmi and limud, because they don't have to listen in order to know what to do, they don't have to learn Torah. But the adults bring them. And since the adults bring them, the adults enable this Talmud Torah. So when you enable Talmud Torah, like we see by the women, when you enable Talmud Torah, it becomes your Torah. So therefore, the adults who enable the Talmud Torah of the children, the shmi and the limud of the children becomes theirs. They enable the Shmi and the Limud of the children, so it's like the children had a proper Shmi and Limud. There is a Shem Shmi and Torah. This is called listening to Torah. Why? Because the adults brought them. The adults have a mitzvah to listen to Torah. This is called Limud HaTorah on some level. Why? Because the adults enabled it. So, since the adults enabled it, it's considered Torah. And that's why there's Schar LeMeviyeim. There's Schar for the adults, because they enabled this Talmud Torah of the children. And since they enable the Talmud Torah of the children, it's called Al Shemam. It's called Al Shem the Gedolim. It's named after the Gedolim. So therefore, it's called Limud and it's called Shmiya. It's called Limud and it's called Shmiya because by Gedolim there's Limud and Shmiya. And Mele by Ketanim is also Limud and Shmiya because the Gedolim enabled this Talmud Torah of the Ketanim. And therefore, it's called Al Shem HaGedolim. So just like when a woman helps her spouse and children learn Torah, so the Torah is considered her Torah. So too, the adults bring the children. So it's considered like it's their Torah. And since in their Torah there's a Shem Limud and Shmiya, so too in the Torah of the children that they enabled. So this is like the Talmud Torah of Mivyam, and it's a Shem Talmud Torah. And therefore there's a Yishmu V'lamdu, and friend for Dalek Hashis. We had asked primarily what you need the pasuk for. Pasuk Gimel tells us they're bringing them in order to learn. So let's b'chal the kasha, why are you bringing them? You bring them in order to listen and learn. So the kasha was, no, Tanim don't have a shame, limud and shmi on their learning. And that's why we're makdim, no, a man lumud, women lishma, they have a shame, shmi and limud. And Mela, they're enabling that the Ketanim to learn. So therefore, the Ketanim also have a Shem Shmiya and Limud, and that's what Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us. Man Yishmu V'Lamdu, they're going to be Ubnei Mishel Layadu Yishmu V'Lamdu. There is a Shem. Yeah, it has a Shem Shmiya, and it has a Shem Limud, because the adults are enabling it, and for the adults it has a shem shmi and limud. So too for the children, because their Torah is al shem the adults, and the adults have a shem shmi and limud, so their Torah now is a shem shmi and limud. And that's why it's Schar LeMeviyeim. There's Schar, because in the end there is a Shem Shmi and Limud. in the Talmud Torah of the children. And this is Mavur in Tosfos. We see this in Tosfos. In Chagigah, Misachas Sofer, Paragei Ches Lachavav. Those were in Zayi Sid, Ketana Bo Amithi, and Tzchal HaMiviyayim. Shepkan Nagu Benoz Yisrael, Ketana Slav, Alabati Knesset, Tevin, Tzchal HaMiviyayim, Mehen Lekab Aschaim. From here is a minug, Misachas Sofer, Paragei Ches Lachavav. Those were in Zayi Sid, Ketana Bo Amithi, and Tzchal HaMiviyayim. Here's the minug to bring little girls to shul, in order to bring Tzchar to those who bring them. To be makabel schar, k'dei liten schar lemeviyehem, and also to be makabel schar. So this sechet sofrim is difficult. You're bringing little girls to shul. Shere rak b'hakel he mitzvah b'torah, v'azei schar lemeviyehem. Hakel is a mitzvah in Torah. And on that, there's Schar LeMeviyehem. There's Mekayim Mitzvah Torah. But on the base Knesset, there's no Tzivu in the Torah. What Schar LeMeviyehem is there? So we see LeHegia that Schar LeMeviyehem is not totally Mitzvah Hakel, where there's a special mitzvah in the Torah. The very bringing of the girls, little girls, to Shul. Davin, even though they don't have a mitzvah, what does it mean, hen lekabel schar? So, one of the commentators says it means that they're going to have yira belibam, bigadlusam, they're going to have fear when they get older, and on that they're going to get schar. But right now they have no mitzvah. Nevertheless, there's schar to bring them to shul. And that's the schar that we learn by Hakel. That's what we see in the Gemara in Sota. That there's a schar for the women to enable the Torah of their spouse and children. So through here, there's a mitzvah to enable these children to come to shul. And then it's called Al Shem the Gedolim. And therefore it has a chalos of coming to shul, of yira. It's going to bring them yira, so there's schar involved. Since there's schar lemeviyehem, the male is a mitzvah to bring the ketanim. This is reward for those who bring them. There's the reward for the enablers. So therefore, there's an inyan to bring the ketanim as well, because now the learning and listening of the ketanim is going to have a shame learning and listening. And so too, when they're brought to shul. Those who bring them have a chelik in their tefillah. Since they enabled it, so that's what gives it a shem tefillah. And now we can understand the Gilsa in the Gemara in Chagiga that says, Lahakbil schar lemeviyehem. And it was corrected to Litein schar lemeviyehem, wherever the Medrash Rabbah. It says k'dei lekabel schar lemeviyehem. So based on what we explained, it's very meduyuk. Litein schar is schar al ahava. Aval lekabel schar, litein schar is to give schar and bring them. If you mekabel schar, it means she'aschar sheyeshno etzel zeh shuval yado hu amekablo. Vayinu schar haTorah. שאומנם לטה אצל קטנים שאין אצלה מצווה תלמוד תורה, אלא מביא שהוא גדול, אבל לגבי התלמוד תורה. והוא מקבל שכר זה. So now we understand the gears of the kabel, להקבל שכר למביאים. In other words, there's no שכר for the ketanim, they don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's no Schar Torah for the Ketanim. They don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But Lekabel, Lehakbil, Schar Leviyeh. This Talmud Torah of the Ketanim, the Schar is received by those who bring them. Because that's what gives it a shame Talmud Torah. They're the enablers of this Torah. So as far as the Gedolim is concerned, it's considered Talmud Torah for which they get Schar, not for the Ketanim. Not a mar on that level yet that it should be considered Talmud Torah. They're still Ketanim. The Gedolim get this Schar of Talmud Torah. So it's not just Litein Schar to give Schar to Mevi'ehem, but they're getting Schar for bringing them. No. The Kabel Schar. There's no Schar Talmud Torah for the Katan, because for the, as far as the Katan is concerned, it's not Talmud Torah. But for the Gadol, it is. Because he's the enabler and he is Chayav in Talmud Torah. So for this Schar that there is, that's sort of out there, sort of floating, he gets it. Because there's this Talmud Torah of the Katan. The Katan doesn't get Schar for him, it's not considered Talmud Torah. So who's the one who gets it? The enabler. So he's the one who's Makabal this Schar. Now we can explain what he's brought in the Gemara, the Medrash Rabbah, of this Rabbi Nassim. The Rosman Zari Dash and a few other drushes. So it seems that they're all connected to each other. We have a drush there of Es Hashem Amarta Yom, Hashem Amircha Yom. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tem Esu Nechati Ba'achatz Ba'olam, Estad Tem As, Aeschem Chati Ba'achatz Ba'olam, Tem Esu Nechati Ba'achatz Ba'olam, Eskish Ma'i Yisrael Shengen Hashem Achad, Ben Esel Aeschem Chati Ba'achatz Ba'olam, Eskish Ma'i Kapcha Yisrael Goy Chod Ba'aretz. So you made God special, I'm going to make, and God made you special. Hashem said to the Jewish people, you made me one special, you made me special in the world, I'm going to make you special in the world. You made me special, Shema Shoshana Hashem Echad, I'm going to make you special, Nikam Chayisor Barachad Baritz. So we can explain this based on the Rif that Yaakov explains, Vodin Chati Bachatz Ba'olam, U Yichod Hashem She'echadu, Chayin Yisrael Goy Echadu, Vodin Chashivik Pul Kanefesh Echaz. Chati Bachatz means like one unit, God's only one. And we are also one unit. We're nefesh achatz b'shivim nefesh. In other words, inyan zeh shetam haTorah shel acher, shu polo avitam haTorah didei. How is it possible that someone else's Torah is considered your Torah because we're one? And that's what it says here. We're one. Mikam chay sogar chadrez. We're chati v'achas. We're one unit. Therefore, somebody else's Torah could be our Torah. And therefore, we can schar l'mevi'ein. It's schar for those who bring the children because it's like their Torah. It's like the Torah of those who brought it, of the people who brought it. And therefore it's called Talmud Torah. Okay, we have a lot more to say about this. It's a big sugya. We'd like to explain the Hemshech of the Gemara. So please stay tuned. And B'li Neder, we will see continuing the flows from Torah Hashem. And it is going to be fantastic. B'li Neder. So please stay tuned for more. And we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. This was amazing. Shalom, shalom, sweetest ones, beloved friends.